Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, I'm Jamie Winstone, and this is my greatest night ever.
We've had some goodies.
And I got into the pool first, because it was a mega party.
We've got my beautiful Princess Julia here.
This is the corner of our little mind, isn't it, Julia?
We get bougie bitches out here.
That's like a miracle.
It's a miracle.
It's so amazing.
Might be raving to that garage tune in the kitchen.
Yeah, definitely.
Greatest night ever, delivered by Zap.
I don't know how you do it, Jamie.
Oh, God, it's go, 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 non-stop for me.
It really is, isn't it?
It has been, actually, and I'm quite enjoying it. You know, as a mum, you've got to keep on the go.
Yeah.
You know, the moment you sit down, stick your feet up, that's it. How are you going to get back up again?
Nurturing, caring, sharing,
caring,
giving.
Sharing, giving. You know what? It takes a lot of self-care and wellness being. And actually, I just feel like today's a bit more glamorous and a bit more special because we have someone who, in my eyes, is, how do I describe it? She's shit hot. She's an OG rock and roll babe. And it's my lovely friend, who I hope you've met, the gorgeous, the talented Rita Ora.
Oh, yes, indeed.
She's
well,
great.
I've been following the career of Rita Ora over the years, dear.
Have you?
Oh, what a wonderful human.
Isn't she great?
Yeah, and I have met her just once, actually, in passing round at yours.
Oh, at my house?
Yeah.
Oh, when I had a little party for my birthday.
Yeah,
we had a little jungle rave up in my kitchen, didn't we? It was great, that birthday. You know, some days you have birthdays and you're like, oh, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? And actually, I just thought, just have it at home, in your kitchen, invite all your besties.
Yeah.
And people turned up. It was great.
Do you think Rita will say that was her greatest night ever?
No. But I do think she has got so many options to talk to us about. I know I've definitely shared some great nights with Rita. She's such an amazing energy to be around. And I'm so glad she's agreed to come in today and talk to us, because she's been away for a while and I just can't wait to actually have a proper catch up with her. And she's such a babe and she's so major, and I just can't wait for her to fill this boudoir with her glamorous energy.
I wonder what Rita's been up to.
Oh, she's been up to all sorts.
Has she got a new album coming out?
I think she's got new music coming out. I think she's got a new man, which I might try and sneakily ask her about. She just doesn't stop, that one. I mean, I last saw her on The Masked Singer and she didn't know it was me. So I was there standing there like a firework dancing in front of her. And she was going, who is this? I know that dance. And when I revealed it, she's, do you know the great thing about Rita? She's so huge and she's so big and successful at what she does. But she's feet on the ground, humble, gorgeous personality, beautiful to look at, but she's real.
Do you think we're going to see another side of Rita?
Well, I hope so. She's quite legit and real anyway, but I'm really excited to talk to her about something that's not press related, you know, and get my mate in the room and talk to her and catch up as well. You're going to love her.
I think I'm going to adore her.
Oh, my God. Get the lipstick out. The glamour puss is on.
Also, going back to when you were on The Masked Singer, I mean, that moment was beyond. I mean, really, that really was a moment. I really got the vibe.
It was good vibes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I just loved it. And you know what? It was so annoying because she nearly got me. She said to me, she did say at one point, oh, it's Jamie. That's Jamie. And then she went, no, she wouldn't do it. And I think they must have reared her off me because she had it. Because she doesn't miss a trick, Rita. And actually, I'm really excited to talk to her because she's super smart and super savvy. So let's just get her in here. Is she here? Oh, she's here. Oh, look, the limo's pulled up. Let me talk to you about our wonderful sponsor, Zap, the convenience delivery app which delivers drinks,
snacks, essential groceries, over-the-counter medicines, and much, much more. In minutes, 24/7. It is my absolute go-to whenever I'm in London. Mid-party, when you've run out of chilled champagne or tequila, or just simply want snacks and ice cream for your spontaneous movie night with the kids, Zapp has you covered. So whether you're having the greatest night ever or a quiet night in, download Zapp today to try for yourself. I am so bloody buzzing and excited to have not only my very, very, very good friend, and who I haven't seen in so long.
I know, it's crazy.
Miss Rita fucking
Hora.
Hi, baby.
Babes, can I just stop you quick and tell you, it's so cool to see this whole world of yours. Both of you. I mean, honestly, it's so nice, Jamie, to see, like, basically your real life just here in... In your bedroom. We're in your bedroom.
I've brain purged and I thought I've had enough. I'm letting them know, Ree.
This is proper, proper, authentic Jamie 101.
Thank you, babes. I'm actually quite emotional seeing you.
Are you?
Well, I haven't seen you for what? Well, we go way back anyway,
yeah, we
right?
Do, yeah.
We go like Rue Girl way back.
Mm-hmm. We've still got
Labrador
it,
though. Standardly.
I actually want to tell you something. I don't think you'll even remember this.
Don't embarrass me.
I don't even think we met properly, but I'll never forget that time where we were. I actually was in the audition room where you were auditioning for Kid Ulthood.
You wow. were in that room?
Yep.
Because there was like 1,000 girls in there. It was about 400 to.
I was in that room and I auditioned, obviously didn't get it. But I remember seeing your audition right in front of me.
Oh,
isn't
my
that mad?
Days.
And that was before, I just got goosebumps because that was before we even met.
That's wild. That's wild because I was thinking, how do me and Rita have crossed paths so many times? And, you know, like, you are a girl after my own heart. Like, mm-hmm. we are cut from the same cloth.
We love a chit chat. We love a nice night out.
We love it. And I was thinking, like, so that is actually pulled on my heartstrings.
What is that? 2000 and what?
Let's not talk
numbers.
I'm talking 17, 18 years ago, babe.
Yeah, but let's not talk numbers.
No, let's not talk numbers. And more recently, Princess Julia. Yes, Princess Julia.
Respect.
Looking fantastic today.
Fantastic.
Get your cheeky giggle out, babe.
Yeah.
Do you, Rita, know each other?
Our paths have crossed, shall
yeah,
we say.
We did.
Around at yours.
Yeah.
Oh, at my house.
Yeah, well, for your birthday.
Oh, yeah, dancing on tables.
It was so fun. No.
That was a weird birthday because it was like, you know, what I'm going to do. Do you know what? I just want a jungle rave in my kitchen.
I mean, that's the only way.
And that was it.
It was so fun. We were in the garden. Everyone's having a good time.
No, it was a mix-up, mash-up bun. So it was
look, that's my favourite type of, like, get-together with friends.
No, for sure.
Having everyone that you know and you don't have to, like, worry about your shoes. You can take your shoes off. You're not, like, overthinking
who's looking at doing,
And I feel like we do that really well because, you know...
Well, we don't have guilt attached.
No, and you're a festival goer and, like, you know how to do a good festival. And you know how to survive.
It's about survival.
I honestly don't know how you do it. You're a survivor, but you are good. You're a good pace. You pace. And you don't go too hard. You don't go too fast.
I like you just to get the best out of things.
And you really do. And like,
thanks, babe.
And I'm like there the next day, dead, like dying. And Jamie's just like skipping around. And I'm just like, how do you have all this energy? And she's like, yeah, babe, I've had a full 8 hours sleep. I'm like, what?
No, I like my sleep. I do like my sleep. And you know what? When we're going to do something, I want to do it properly. And I think after years of sort of missing timings or getting it wrong or being dragged up
by
the queens, they teach you that you really need to put the hours in to make things work.
Yeah, the queens always know.
No, the queens know.
They know everything.
Know? Rita Ora, what is your greatest night ever?
Oh, right. I have a lot.
I know.
You know, and I have some that involve you as well. You know, it's so crazy because first of all, before I get into this, it's like, what does the night mean to me? Because usually when I have a great night, it's like I have my best friends around me. It's either like celebrating something. And I knew, okay, it's got to be a good answer. So there's two things. There's the first time I ever got a number one, which was when I was like 21, right? And it was like RIP. It was my solo number one, the first one I had with DJ Fresh.
And so good, by the way.
And I remember like I need to celebrate. So I put on a latex outfit.
Yes.
And all my queens were like, do a latex and it sucks everything in. And I was like, yeah, fine, whatever. So I put on the latex outfit and I remember that party like it was yesterday because I felt so accomplished. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
I felt like, one, my dreams were coming true, and two, it was like, wow, people like my music.
You exploded as well.
And it was, everything happened so fast. Like, when I came on the scene, it was just like, so that I'll never forget. And then another party was when I hosted the European Music Awards at Wembley.
Oi.
Was it O2? Wembley 02.
No, I think it was 02.
Was it 02?
Was it the one? Oh my God, is the one you presented?
Yeah, I like hosted the whole thing live and then I performed as well. So it was like a lot. It was a lot.
Okay, we're going to go on that one because we love. I'm also representing Young Rita today.
You are. You just need to dye your hair blonde.
I did. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a little hat, a little dress.
When I first came out, it was
R.I.P.
Beanie, yeah. Jewels, red hair, red.
I mean, loved
red
that.
Lips, blonde hair.
But there's no need to change anything right now.
Man, I still feel like that girl though, honestly.
So how did it start? How did you get ready? Like, what prepped you for that?
I just, first of all, you rehearse a lot.
Yeah, so what's that, like, three-day rehearsal?
Three-day rehearsal.
This is the one where you wore the towel. And
yeah.
Yeah, it was that one, right?
Yeah.
So I was thinking, it's okay. Got a bit, did you ever see that, Julia?
Yeah.
It's stunning.
Yeah. It was just basically,
I just loved it that you wore a towel and a robe on the red carpet.
With diamonds.
I was like, that's my girl. And looking.
I also ran out of time. But the robe was from Paloma, Spain. He's this really cool designer who does so much stuff, especially for the LGBTQIA+ community. And it basically was fab. It was like a very fashion robe. It was, I had shoulder pads and a train and it was just everything. And I had the whole Elizabeth sort of like Taylor thing. And I just wanted to basically get my Hollywood on.
Yeah, you got your Hollywood on.
You brought
it to London.
And we brought it to London. And it was actually really crazy how many people kind of like, it went everywhere. And then a lot of people did it for Halloween. I thought, do you know what? Maybe I'll just do that every year for Halloween.
Listen, it's a strong look.
It's so easy.
It's a strong look. Like, you woke up like
just
this.
Just got to get on with it.
Like, hello.
And it's cozy. Anyway, it
and
was
you
mad.
You went on to wear like seven. So I feel like with you, though,
you work
properly under pressure. Like,
yeah,
that sometimes is the buzz of a high performer.
Yeah, you're right.
And with having so much to do, like, you must have... So you rehearsed for 3 days.
I hate rehearsing.
Do you?
Yeah. A lot of performers are like, I love rehearsing. I love the spare time. Listen, I love knowing what I'm doing, but I have always just gone off my adrenaline and my, like, instinct.
That night, take me there, please.
Ha.
Who was there? What was going on? Who was performing? Who's fit? Who's not?
It was nuts. Everyone was there because it was like British.
Was your family there as well? Was Ellen there?
Yeah. And my sister was there.
Yeah, great. Love
Elena
her.
Was there. My brother was there. Everyone was there because we were in London.
Yeah, and your mum, your gorgeous mum.
My mum is Mage.
Oh, she's so Mage.
Why does she do this? My mum.
Have you seen Rita's mum?
I have seen her.
My mum's got this thing
she's
called
delicious.
Hashtag visuals by Vera. And that's her name, Vera. Mm. And she really does it for queens her age. You know what I mean? Like, she's, I don't want to tell you how old she is because she'll kill me.
Yeah, we
but,
don't
you know,
do that.
She's in her mids and she's living and she's thriving. And I love it. I want to be like her when I grow up. Anyway, so that night was fun.
So your whole family was there and then you obviously went
I invited everyone.
Yeah,
literally.
Of course.
My whole phone book got an invite. I think you even got an invite. But where were you?
Damn, I think I was there.
Were you there? It was the first time.
The after party.
Yeah, the after party. That was
I wasn't there. I was working. I was filming and I was in my good girl mode.
All right. Yeah, you were in professional mode.
Yes.
It was the first time this place called Lalo opened up.
Yeah.
Now it's become like the place that everyone throws parties at.
In West London.
In West London. Always been a West London girl. And the paint wasn't even dry. Like, I'm not even joking.
Yeah, it had that decadence feel and it smelt a bit.
And I was like, hey, let's just throw a party here. It can go on for a bit. Everyone can kind of do what they want. Mm. Yeah, let's do that. That's what you want. You want to have a playground when you throw a party.
Yeah, it's a good place.
So everybody came over and some people that weren't even at the show, you know, it was like Stormzy. And then it was Americans a lot, like Shawn Mendes, Hailey Bieber was there. Gosh, it was so mad because I was It was like a whirlwind.
Was Gigs there? I always feel if
Gigs was there.
I always feel as Gigs is at a party. It's
good.
It's
respect.
Going off.
Like. Yeah, offs.
I'm always like, oh, Gigs is it? Yes.
He's like the king. Gosh, you name it. Everyone was there.
And what was you wearing? Because you do tick all the boxes for me. Like you're a mega babe.
What's
and I just, wearing? I love, you're very bold with what you wear.
Yeah, I love an outfit.
You do love an outfit and you're very
you
inspiring.
You love an outfit too.
I love an outfit.
I love an outfit.
Oh, can we just talk about Princess Julia loving an outfit?
Princess Julia.
I love an outfit.
Fashion you are an outfit. Yeah.
She is the outfit.
You are the outfit.
I'm a looks queen.
You sure are. And let me tell you, that is what you want in life. Mm. Fashion's always been our, like, for me, I can't speak for you guys, but I feel like, Jamie, it's always been our way of just expressing ourselves. I live for fashion. I live for appreciating the journey, the nutsness, the fact that people don't understand it. I love that about it.
Yeah, same.
And yeah, and I like that you have like no control of what I put on my body. And also, we've got to remember, we're really lucky to have this freedom because obviously in other places in the world, unfortunately, women don't have the rights to do certain things and look a certain way and make the choices. And like what's going on in America and the ability to like not have a choice in what you do with your body. It's like nuts. So I definitely am grateful for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, same. Being able to express yourself and also like that constant reminder of like, some people are like, you can't wear that. I remember when I first started acting and people being like, oh, you can't really wear that. You have to conform to this. And I used to be like, I'm not wearing it for anyone else. I genuinely like this really heavy sequin headpiece. And people are like, yeah, it's going to be a nightmare for you to wear.
Heavy sequin headpiece.
And I'm like, I like it. I like the way it makes it feel. It's my armour,
in fact.
I used to, when I first started pushing a pram in Dalston, I started pushing a pram in Dalston. And for some reason, like, I couldn't quite see myself as this mum pushing a pram. So I really struggled getting back into myself and clothes and wigs
but I think that's
and makeup.
A lot of women
helped me.
A lot of women, I think, haven't been through that yet, but I feel like a lot of women can relate to that.
Yeah.
I guess it's super, you know, it's different when you have a baby.
It's like
your whole life changes.
Again, going back out and dancing. Like the other night.
And your body's just been through so much. So,
so
it's also
much
like
stuff.
Understanding, like.
And growing up, and I said to you the other night, I was in bed at 10:30 at night, and I was like, oh, I am. Is this?
You're like, hold on.
What's happening?
Who am I?
And then I just got in my car, and Sports Banger were having a rave at Fabric. They took over Fabric. And I drove down to Fabric on my own, parked outside, went in on my own, wasn't on the guest list, blagged my way in. I thought, I can do this. But to dance on my own and to feel like, and not have a drink, not
be
have
sober.
A smoke, just be sober and enjoy that, what I love, feeling free on a dance floor. And I got home in bed about 2:30. I got in bed and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing, this feeling. Like, and I realised I have to dance. We all need to do things that we need to do that make us happy.
Yeah, it's so good. Mm. It's so, so true. You know? I literally thought about that recently as well, you know, because I think as I get older as well, I realize
you're in a happy place.
I am.
Now.
I am. I'm in love. Very much in love.
I'm
in love. Yeah. I'm in love. I'm in love. Amen.
I'm so happy for you.
But I love love as well. Like, you know, I've always been such a believer in it. Yeah. And I've always felt like I always wanted the fairy tale. That's why I grew up loving. And my parents have been together for over like 30 years. So for me, I was always about that, like, love, finding your partner and all that. So I'm really happy I did. But, you know, I made that choice. That's what I'm saying. Like, it made me happy.
Gorgeous.
And I love Tyka. Shout out to Tyka.
Yes, shout out to
you. You met Tyka?
I have not met him. My dad's met him. I think my dad's worked with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've not met him yet, still yet to. But
God,
our good friend Robbie Furs was telling me about what a baby he is.
I feel like everyone's met him apart from you.
Yeah, I know.
All
so
of our
I'm
friends.
Coming for you, Ty. Yes. I'm coming for you, Peg.
Can I tell you that?
We have a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Meet and greet. He's gorgeous and he's so talented.
And so funny and lovely.
So gorgeous together.
Thank you.
You look and genuinely so bloody happy.
Oh, I am. Thank you so
Maybe
much.
Maybe there might be another greatest night ever coming.
I hope so. You're going to be there.
So.
You're going to be hosting it. You're going to be running
woo,
the whole
woo!
Show.
I'll hold you on that. With that particular night after the MTV European Music Awards.
It went on till about 5 a.m.
Yeah, went on, right? Because I was going to ask, do you remember?
It was
what did you visualise about that night? Who was that one on the dance floor that really owned it?
It was.
Definitely weren't there, by the way.
Because you would have owned it. Because we would have known. It was everyone. It was my, you know, I've had the same group of friends since I started, like since I was like two. And then I have.
Your crew dem.
My crew dem. And then I have, you know, my other close friends, you know, like you guys and that I got to know like in my teenage years.
Yeah.
And so like, I just, all I care about is the people that actually like are my friends that, to be there. So it was nuts. It was like Stormzy was like rapping.
But so the dance floor was going off.
It was sweaty. There was no aircon even yet because it was so open. It
gets so hot in
it
that place anyway.
It was very sweaty.
A lot of stairs.
Still to this day. And now they've even got aircon and I'm like, it's still hot in here.
You can have a cheeky fart in the bathroom, which is quite nice.
Man, I know. And so I love the fact that, you know, a grungy, dingy, English night. Like, that's what I love about being from London as well. Like, everyone knows how to just have a good night.
Well, that particular spot in West London as well, where Goulburn Road meets Portobello.
Yeah,
that, also, and Trellick, the bottom of Trellick Tower.
Oh, yeah, like, it's a good
really
spot.
You don't really get more of a punchy spot
it's
in London.
It's so true.
No, you don't.
Because you've got the market and then you've got, like, the mixed show of cultures. You've got, like, kind of poshy houses and then you've got, like, real estates where, where the magic happens.
Yeah.
So, like,
it bounces off each other, the vibe. I love that spot.
Yeah, me too.
And just a lot of stairs, though, in that
game. I did a Halloween party there as well. So I've got so many fun nights. I did a Halloween party there and it was just major. It was like Mick Jagger came and Kate Moss came and everybody.
And Mossy.
We love Mossy. Bossy Mossy. She's the best. And it was so fabulous because everybody was in costume.
Yeah.
So you kind of didn't even know who anyone was. So like no one even knew that that was like, you know, Kate or that was Mick. And like people were just normal people. Were
what
like,
did you dress as?
I dressed up as, it was after I did my Halloween bash show for a radio station. Yeah, it was like Kiss 100 did this 100.
Did you Poison Ivy?
Yeah, I was Poison Ivy.
And then, I remember this.
And then I swapped from Poison Ivy into some random, I don't even know what it was. It was whatever was available at the show. So I just put
was
on a wig.
Was the year that Kate did Cara?
No, that was another party.
Right, because that was
that
so
was amazing.
I loved it when she did that.
That was amazing. It wasn't that. And then we went there for Halloween and everybody came out. And then when you realise you're talking to them, then like, you know, Mick lift up his mask. And I was like, Mick, it's you. It was mad. It was so much fun as well because everyone knew that they were in disguise. So like everyone was just having a good time.
Oh, I love a good dress up party.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
So, I mean, I actually know what was so special about that night for you, but what was so special about that particular night for you? Like, what was those feelings? And how did it change you moving forward with your career and everything?
It was achieving the show, like not messing it up and it being live and everything went to plan. So that was a huge relief. It was performing and like doing a good performance. It was just being proud of myself of achieving a really crazy gig. It was like I was running around backstage, changing outfits, trying to make my spot because it was live, performing live. Everyone else was sort of like asking questions. And with those award shows as well, you've got other real creative artists that don't do anything that anyone says.
Yeah.
So I had like Corrupt FM and Jared Leto like in the same interview. Are you even hearing what I'm saying? So like all of a sudden Corrupt made this like joke and obviously it went over Jared's head because they're like from two different worlds.
Yeah.
And you know, Jared is super, super easy. So like he gets it and like he's up for it. And so, obviously so is Corrupt FM. And they made this joke like, hey, oh, I love your show that you have in New York. And they like confused him with someone else.
Oh no.
And then Jaron had a comeback and it was like, is there a fight going on right now? And I had to like control the like narrative, and it was like the live TV, you know, it was funny. It really worked out, but things like that.
Yeah.
And it was like adrenaline's going, and so there was a lot of alcohol consumed at the after party because it was like relief, finished work.
Oh, that feeling.
You know, there's nothing like that feeling.
No, there really isn't.
Yeah. And also like everyone showed up. That's another thing. It's like when you throw a party, no matter who you are, you always have that fear, like that no one's showing up.
Why do we have that?
Yeah. Always.
No matter who you are, don't care, don't lie. Anyone listening to this, if you're saying I don't lie. Everyone's got that one thing like, oh, what if, you know, what if not a lot of people come?
What if it's just going to be me standing there on my own in the middle of the party? Yeah.
So then at the after party, I was thinking, oh, if no one comes, what are we going to do? And then everyone just came. And I felt like, oh, thanks. Thanks, God, for this one. I had a good night. Thanks, anything up there that was looking out for me.
Nights like that for you as well, because you had smashed it in your career. And also, and I think like with musicians and especially women in the music industry are so kind of like, you do that, you do this, you know. But for you to present, to own it, and then to kind of have this amazing party and everyone show up after, like, you must have felt so proud and and loved. Like, that's ultimately what we all want, to be accepted for what we do.
That's it. And you just want people to have a good time as well. Suddenly you've looked at yourself like, am I a party promoter? All of a sudden you're like stressing about everyone.
Listen.
Like, oh, are they having a drink? Oh, do you need another drink? And all of a sudden you're behind the bar making drinks.
You're so like me like that.
I know.
I turn up to a party and you're like, oh, do you want a drink?
Because we're hostesses, you know, hostess with the mostess. But like, we want everyone to have a good time. We want everyone to feel comfortable. And like, no matter what, I'm always running around like a headless chicken. And I was half the time I was still running around like a headache. And then at one point I just sat there and I said, you know what? Give me that bottle.
Yeah.
Put a straw in it. Don't even put it in a cup. And I'm just going to sip it till it's empty.
Yeah, that's my girl. 5 top tips for your greatest night ever. What would it be?
Try and dress borderline bit comfortable, at least a little bit. You don't have to be completely comfortable, but at least so you know that you can get some room to, like, first of all, drink as much as you want.
And dance.
Oh. And the sweat patches. Let's make sure we don't have any stained sweat patches, because I've made that mistake in my 20s. Now I'm in my 30s. I sort of know the 101.
Yeah.
But I would like to think, wear something that makes you feel hot and makes you want to, like, move and be confident. Whatever that is.
Love that.
An outfit's a big one for me.
Yeah.
Rave
easy, no sweaty. Yeah. Got that.
And if comfortable is 7-inch stilettos and a latex batty rider and like a crown that you can't even keep your neck up like Death Becomes Her, then so be it.
So we're talking comfy within my skin, cozy with who I am.
Or tracky, whatever it is. So that's 1. 2, company. Make sure you go out with people that make you laugh. Everyone that, you know, that you don't feel judged. Make sure you've got a good crew. That's a
always
big deal.
Can't have a nose around.
3,
oh my God.
Make sure you've prepared for your night. Like, I like to drink my water before I know I'm about to consume alcohol. I like to be a professional, prepared raver.
Wow. You're talking my language.
Because I don't want to wake up the next day like, I mean, we are, regardless, we all do it. But, you know, we have that hangover.
We've got work to do.
But we've got to keep the day going.
Hello.
So I don't want to be like a corpse. You know what I'm saying? So I like to have a good night's sleep before I know I'm having a night.
Yeah. This is important.
Yeah.
This is important.
What else? 2 more. I think.
It's a tough one.
Don't mix your drinks.
No.
Because that never ends well for anyone.
No. Okay. Stick to tequila.
I mean, does that end well for you?
I'm taking all these tips on.
Tell me the truth. Listen, you
as
must...
She
as a person
know.
Who's been out every night...
That's what I mean.
Tell
us. I don't even know if you should be asking me the tips.
No.
What is your tips, Julia?
That you've got like a plan.
I'm a planned lady.
And like, there's a very grounded streak to your activities. I'm into that.
Sometimes also like go with the flow, you know, if it's not a planned night and you kind of go and I'm like, fuck it, I know I'm going to feel like death tomorrow, but let's just go.
Yeah,
whatever.
Sometimes some of those greatest nights are actually the ones that you go, well, like mine the other night, get up and go. Like, I just couldn't even bear the thought of being in bed at 10:30. I was like, I've got to dance.
No, I know.
Actually, Julia, what is your greatest tip for a night out?
You would
know
more than us.
I, I, Over the years, I feel that you do have to prepare yourself in some sort of capacity and pace yourself. That's what I feel.
How do you prepare yourself?
I have to be in the mindset of, like, you know, being in a public place with lots of people around.
Oh, you mean as in the anxiety? Because you do. We all get anxiety before a big party.
Everyone does.
Yeah, but you do.
Like, I have to sort of. I feel like I want to build myself into. I can't go out and be in a bad mood.
Nah.
Yeah,
you might as well
get
stay
in the headspace.
And I'm in that place, and like my work's DJing in clubs, but I do go out to clubs to have a good time too, and go and see other people like you.
To get your sweat on.
You do have to prepare socially.
You do. And also,
now.
Do you know what? Even after all this time, I love working out a look.
Yeah, obviously.
And if I haven't got a look, I sort of panic a bit.
Me too.
Get your panic on. Yeah. What am
I
going to wear? And
then you find that dress. I can't come.
I'm the same. I said, I'd rather not go out if I don't have my look.
Where's that white, what is it? What did she say? Where's that white shirt from Fred Segal? To take your driving test. I love you, Rita Ora.
I love you.
I love you so much. I've missed you.
I've loved every minute of this.
No, honestly, and I'm so grateful for you too, and because I know how busy you are. And I know how major you are.
I always make time for my friends.
Yeah, and I love you for that. What are you manifesting right now?
I'm manifesting for a great reception on my third album. Next year.
Yes, is that so? That's next year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
And I've been working on it for the past 2 years. And I just really kind of hope everyone likes it. So that's why I'm manifesting. Yeah.
Oh, my
it's
God.
A real love story, this album. Yeah, you're gonna hear some real truths in there about the journey.
Oh, yeah. My God. That's so exciting.
Because I've kept my personal life really private this time.
Yeah, you have.
I've learned a lot through the years. And I felt like musically it, kind of, it was like a calling that I wanted to sing about it for the first time instead of talking about it.
Yeah.
And it felt really nice to put it in my music.
Oh my God, don't make me cry.
I
love
see
that.
You crying.
I love that. No, I love that.
Thank you. I love you. Thanks.
Julia.
I love you too, Julia.
It is really exciting.
I respect you and your grind. I've respected you from afar.
She's major. Princess Julia, what are you manifesting right now?
Apart from manifesting the excitement about your album coming up, which I am really excited about.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. Me too.
Ooh. Yeah. But do you know what? After this conversation, I'm manifesting all things having a look, creating a vision of yourself and how you want to project yourself.
Yes to you.
Because I love dressing up.
I love it too. It's major.
I love it. And, you know, it's one of the things that's really got me through every single youth culture that I've been involved in since 1979.
Beyond.
I love this.
I love
so
you.
True. I love this because there's also different, like, opinions of different times
We've got the original Club Kid extraordinaire here.
It's this.
Well.
What am I manifesting right now?
What are you manifesting?
And after so much, and after my sort of, like, panic, not at the disco, last weekend. I think I'm going to manifest some sort of rave aerobics video and try and get a bit more healthier in my lifestyle and combine my rave with my health and maybe put out there some sort of aerobics video.
Like a physical.
Did you like that one, Rupert?
Rupert,
we get a smile from the booth.
Rupert.
If you do that, can I be in the background?
Be in the background?
Hello? Just a little is this a good idea?
Did you just think of this now?
It just came up. It's like I'm just pulling them out. that's kind of what I'm manifesting anyway. Yeah. Enjoying the dance and making some fucking money off it.
I love that. I'd watch it. I'd use it.
I love you, Rita Ora. I love you, Princess Julia.
Thank you
so much. And thanks for doing Greatest Night Ever.
Mwah.
G
Jamie Winstone's Greatest Night Ever has been delivered to you by Zap, the on-demand convenience delivery app. My co-host and iconic sister-in-arms is Princess Julia. The series was created and produced by my partner in crime, Mr. Rupert Fowler. Our original artwork is by cartoon extraordinaire Jamie Hewlett. And our theme music is by the cosmically major Remy Mazette. This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. I'm Jamie Winstone, and this has been My Greatest Night Ever.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.